Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is a longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He's chief economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He's a prolific author, including the Pastor Stephen Grant novel series, which he has a brand new one out, which I don't have yet, but I've got The Warrior Monk, I've got The Root of All Evil, and I think, what is it, how many is it, four now?
The new one is number five.
Number five?
You got it.
You know, you're way behind, you know, getting me my copies over here.
Apparently, and I apologize.
Well, I mean, it's possible that they've been lifted.
hopefully that's,
you know, it's a pretty good chance they came in the front door and I never saw them.
I'll go with that and not my only confidence.
We'll go with that one. There you go. Hey, Ray, thanks again for being here. And one of the things that I got wind of a few months ago was as I listened to the various so-called Washington leaders, including the president and the Republican majority, was these some words about tax reform. And I started writing about that and talking about it, and you've been doing a whole lot of that, and I want you to review for us what you think are three reasons why we need tax reform.
Sure. Well, actually, there's a whole host of reasons why we need it. And
I only have time for three, Ray.
Yeah, I know. What's interesting is the what they call the Senate Bipartisan Tax Working Group have put forward some reports.
Mm-hmm.
And they highlighted actually three reasons for tax reform, and they nailed these. They're absolutely right. They were talking about, number one, that it's the tax system is costly, complex, distorts economic decisions. And they noted that, now they're, in this particular list, they were looking at the corporate tax, and we can get into beyond that as well.
We'll get into that in a little bit.
Right, but, and they talked about the corporate tax system per year cost of compliance of $40 billion. It's like 12% of the revenue collected, so it's grossly inefficient. Makes no sense the way it's set up right now. So number one, bam, they got it right.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they talked about competitiveness or the lack thereof. And we've heard a lot about this, right? Politicians actually on both sides of the political aisle talking about how non-competitive our corporate income tax rate is. You know, when you combine the federal rate with the average state rate, we're at 39%. So, you know, some states are well above 40%. And you compare that to most nations, you compare it to the, you know, the OECD average of like just under 25%, and we are...
Right.
Grossly non-competitive.
Especially,
in fact, we're the highest among OECD nations.
Right now we are. Yeah, more recently, and that doesn't even take into consideration the unrepatriated income profits.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Oh no. In terms of how international stuff is treated, you're absolutely right. So so we're non-competitive, and then the last point they raised was uncertainty. That, you know, year after year here we go into this mode of
this is the one that drives me. This is the one that makes me, in my opinion, this is the one that every member of commerce should, when they look at a business owner, they should drop their heads in shame for the way they do some of these tax renewals.
Right, the tax extenders, and it's, you know, year after year we hear this, and they highlighted one that's, you know, egregious. You have the Section 179 expensing for.
Yep.
For small businesses, makes sense, you know, expensing capital investment, quite frankly, provides wonderful incentives to invest, and more capital investment means greater productivity, job growth, income growth, all the things that we want. So, you know, just going to say, in 2014, it was, the limit was down around $25,000 for the first 11 months of the year.
Right.
And then they retroactively bring it back up to $500,000.
Who's going to make this? I mean, you've got two people in a transaction. You got a business owner who needs a product, who needs a piece of equipment, but can't make the return on investment calculation, And maybe there's a contract out there that's on his desk or her desk waiting to be signed. Then on the other side, you got the seller of the product who's trying to make a living, trying to budget their business. And so this is the part I mean about being, they should be ashamed of themselves. But don't forget also, Ray, this part of this is the R&D tax credit.
Yeah. No,
Same thing.
Right. So you're absolutely right. I mean, the list of extenders, unfortunately, can be quite lengthy. So, right, how does a business possibly make these calculations?
In my opinion, Ray, the fact that they do their business this way proves to us, without any shadow of a doubt, that they don't know how we make our business. How do we do our business?
I completely agree.
Correct. They have no clue. And I'm talking about the good ones. You pick one, folks. Pick your favorite member of Congress. I'll pick my favorite member of Congress. They're both clueless on this, I promise you. And we're going to be right back, and I'll settle down here in a minute. With Ray Keating, I'm Jim Blassing. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.